has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. A new week.
A new week. A good week.
A good one. In Yehi Ratzon. Or absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bavate b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu k'nernei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu k'nernehu. Today we are studying Aliyah 1 for the double portion of Acharei Mot Kiddushin. It begins at Leviticus chapter 16, verse 1, and completes at verse 24. This is obviously 24 verses. The number 24 connects to the 24 hours in a day. But the real question is, why is this a day 24 hours? And the answer is that it is 12, which connects to the 12 tribes, but it's connecting in the context of the 10 Sefirot. But the number 12 is the tree of life. It's Hashem, the four letters of Hashem's name on the right, four letters of Hashem's name on the left, and the four letters of Hashem's name in the center. And then there is the tree of life that is connected to direct light, and the tree of life that is connected to returning light.
Has joined.
There is only one tree of life. But the concept of direct light and returning light is what creates the 10 Sefirot. Verse 1. Vayedaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. El Moshe achare mot, shene bene acharon bekarvatam. Lifne Adonai yo hei wahe. Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Vayamutu, vayomer, Adonai yo hei wahe, Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. El Moshe daber el acharon, achicha we'al yavo, v'kal et el hakodesh. Mi beit la parchot rochet el pene hakaporet asher al acharon willo yamut ki be anan era al hakoperet bezot yavo acharon el hakodesh. Befar ben bakar lehata'at weyayil leola ketonet ba kodesh yilbas umiknese vadiyu al bisaro uvav Uvnet Badyakor. Uvmits nefet bad itzno big day kodesh. Heim verahats bamayim et basaro uvesham. Ume et adat b'nei Yisrael. Ikach shenese ireizim. Lechata'at v'yayil echad le'ola. V'hikriv acharon et par ha'ata'at. Asher lo yiniket mi. Keeper, Vado Uvad Beto, Vilaka et Shene Hasirim, Vehe Emidotam, Lifne Adonai, Yohe Wahe Adanuyo, Yohe Dawanuheyo, Petahohel. Natan Acharon Al Shene Hasirim Goralot Goral Echad La Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo We Goral Echad La Sazel Behikriv Acharon Ed Hasair Asher Allah Alav Hagoral Ladonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo We Asahu Chatat We Hasair Asher Allah Alav Hagoral Leazazel Ya'amad Chai Lifne Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Lepaper Alav Leshalach Oto Leazazel Hamidbara Lehigri Vacharon Et Par Hachata Asher lo wikiper, ba'ado uvad beito v'shachat et par hachata'at. Asher lo, v'lakach b'lo hamachta, v'achale esh me'al hamizbeach. Milifne Adonayo he wahe Adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Lohaf nav ketoret samim. Da kave he vio. Mi bele la parochet. Winatan et hakotoret. Al ha'esh lifne Adonayo he wahe Adanu yo Yo ahe dawanu he yo Wikisa anan haktoret Et hakaporet Asher al ha'edut ulo yamut Wilakach midam hapar Behiza Ve'etz ba'o al p'nei ha'kaporet k'edma v'lifnei ha'kaporet yazah. Yaz sheva pe'amim min hadam be'etz ba'o v'shachat Et seir hachata'at asher la'am v'hevi'o et amo el mi beit hakaporet. Believe me, hakaporet. Wiki bear al hakodesh. Me to mot. Bene Israel, umi pishem. Lekal hatotam, wikain yase. Leo hil moed hashokin. Itam betoch tum motam. Wipol adam lo yiye. Veo hil moed. Bevo o. Lekaper bakodesh ateto. Wikiper ba'ado uvad beito uvad kol kechal Yisrael. Weyatza el hamizbeach asher lifnei Adonai. Yo hewahe adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. Kiper alav lakach midam hapar midam asair winatan al karnot amizbeach saviv vehiza alav min hadam beetzbao sheva peamim. Witi haro the kid show me to moat bene Israel. Wikila mi kaper et hakodesh wieto hel moed. Wied hamizbeach wehi griv et hasayir chai. Wisamach acharon. Et shete yadav al rosh ha-sha-sa-ir ha-chai ve-hit ba-da alav et kol anot awonot b'nei Yisrael v'et kol pishechem. Lechol hatotam winatan otam al rosh ha-sair v'shilach v'yad ish iti hamidbara. V'nasa ha-sair alav et kol avonotam. El eretz gezeira v'shilach ed ha-sair b'amidbar uv'acharon. Elo el moed ufashat et bigdei habad asher levash bevo el hakodesh v'chinicham sham. Berachat et basaro v'hamayim umakom kadosh v'lavash et begadav v'yatza v'yasa et olato v'et olat ha'am v'kiper ba'ado uvad ha'am. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. Now for the English translation. And Hashem spoke to Moses after the death of Aaron's two sons, when they drew near before Hashem, and they died. And Hashem said to Moses, speak to your brother Aaron that he should not come at all times into the holy, within the dividing curtain, in front of the cover that is upon the ark, so that he should not die. or I appear over the ark cover in a cloud. So the one question that I would ask from this verse, we've seen before how Hashem speaks sometimes to both Moses and Aaron. And this is a particular directive to Aaron. So why wouldn't he speak directly to him? One answer I could ascertain is that whenever he spoke to Moses with Aaron at the same time, it was speaking about things associated with the Kohen, what the Kohen would do, what the priest would do for the people or with the people. Whereas this is a particular statement directing it to the one individual and his progeny, to all of his children and grandchildren. And that might be the reason why he didn't speak directly to Aaron. Or another reason is that Aaron was in mourning. His children had just died. And he felt that they died because of his connection to this golden calf. At least that's what the Midrash says. Verse 3. With this shall Aaron enter the holy, with a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Again, we see, I didn't mention this before, but we see that whenever there's a sin offering, there's also an elevation offering. Why? Because one is bringing you back to the level where before you did the sin. But because you're doing teshuvah as part of this process, you're actually elevating beyond that level, and that's the burnt offering. That's my opinion. He shall wear a holy linen shirt and linen pants, shall be upon his flesh, and he shall gird himself with a linen sash and wear a linen cap. These are holy garments. He shall immerse himself in water and don them. And from the community of the children of Israel, he shall take two he-goats as a sin offering and one ram as a burnt offering. And this is the action that is done on Yom Kippur. And Aaron shall bring his sin offering bull and initiate atonement for himself and for his household. The first action Aaron does, or the priest does, is to cleanse through the atonement for himself and for his household, because he cannot be a priest until he has cleansed himself and all of what is associated with him, which is the term household. It applies to his family, but it also applies to the things that he has owned. And he shall take the two he-goats and place them before Hashem at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And Aaron shall place lots upon the two he-goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for Azazel. And Aaron shall bring the he-goat upon which the lot for Hashem came up and designate it as a offering.
Has joined.
And the he-goat upon which the lot for Azazel came up shall be placed while still alive before Hashem to initiate atonement upon it and to send it away to Azazel into the desert. There's a lot of commentary on what or who is Azazel. Some say he's the fallen angel, that he was involved, he and his co-angel, Azza, were brought, fell into earth, and they taught women to apply makeup. They taught many other aspects of negative things to human beings. Verse 11. And Aaron shall bring his sin offering bowl, and shall initiate atonement for himself and for his household, and he shall slaughter his sin offering bowl. It shouldn't really be slaughter, it should be shecht. Slaughter in the kosher manner. And he shall take a pan full of burning coals from upon the altar, from before Hashem, and both hands full of fine incense, and bring within the dividing curtain. And he shall place the incense upon the fire before Hashem, so that the cloud of the incense shall envelope the ark cover that is over the tablets of testimony, so that he shall not die. And he shall take some of the bull's blood and sprinkle with his index finger on top of the ark cover on the eastern side, and before the ark cover he shall sprinkle seven times from the blood with his index finger. I'm not really sure if the term index finger is the first finger or the middle finger. In a normal hand, the middle finger is longer. And he shall effect atonement upon the holy from the defilements of the children of Israel, and from their rebellions and all their unintentional sins. He shall do likewise to the tent of meeting, which dwells with them amidst their defilements. And no man shall be in the tent of meeting when he comes to effect atonement in the holy, until he comes out, and he shall effect atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall then go out to the altar that is before the Hashem, and effect atonement upon it. He shall take some of the bull's blood and some of the he-goat's blood, and place it on the horns of the altar around. He shall then sprinkle some of the blood upon it with his index finger seven times, and he shall cleanse it and sanctify it of the defilements of the children of Israel. And he shall finish effecting atonement for the holy, the tent of meeting, and the altar, and then he shall bring the live he-goat. And Aaron shall lean both of his hands upon the live he-goat's head, and confess upon it all the willful transgressions of the children of Israel, all their rebellions and all their unintentional sins. And he shall place them on the he-goat's head, and send it off to the desert with a timely man. The word timely is a difficult translation. It's really it's a limiting translation, because there is a very unique man who is born in every generation, who, when you look at his eyes, one is crossed and one is straight. And there are other signs on this man that this is the person who is to take the goat into the desert and do what he does with the goat. The he-goat shall thus carry upon itself all their sins to a precipitous land, and he shall send off the he-goat into the desert. And Aaron shall enter the tent of meeting and remove the linen garments that he had worn when he came into the holy, and there he shall store them away. And he shall immerse his flesh in a holy place and don his garments. He shall then go out and sacrifice his burnt offering and the people's burnt offering, and he shall effect atonement for himself and for the people. One of the important concepts to understand is the word atonement. The Hebrew word in verse 24 that's being translated as atonement, I believe, and I don't like to use the word belief because it expresses doubt, but I don't know if the word I'm mentioning right now, which is olat, ayin lamed taf. Is what's being translated as atonement. The way Rabbi Berg of the Kabbalah Center would express atonement is by parsing the English word atonement into at-one-ment. Atonement is a form of unification. If I am correct with this word, ayin lamed taf, essentially the shoresh is ayin lamed, which is elevation. And it is being connected with the Shekhinah, with the word we'etz. The Shekhinah is a word meaning the female aspect of God, but that's academic and intellectual. The Shekhinah is Malchut, the Sephirah of Malchut. What is being connected here, what is happening with the word atonement that we really do need to understand, is that we are becoming unified with Malchut, with the Shekhinah. We are elevating out of this war zone between good and evil called the physical world, and elevating to the level of Malchut, which is a Sephirah. But the Sephirah that has no light of its own. And so when we're being elevated to that level of Malchut, we are bringing the light of our souls into that level, and we're becoming unified with that level of the Shekhinah, which is Malchut. That's the completion of our reading today. It's also the completion of our time allotment. But does anybody have a question? And as you're unmuting yourself, I will just mention that there are two more classes today. One is at 10:30 West Coast time, which will be the preparation for the Pesach Sheni, which is coming up. Today is the sixth day of Uh, of ER. So the Pesach Sheni is actually going to be Monday night, a week from tomorrow. My mistake, it's actually going to be Sunday night, a week from today.
So does that make that actually Saturday night? Because Saturday night becomes Sunday?
No, it makes it. No, if we add 7 days to the 6th of ER, which will be next Sunday, it's the 13th of ER. And Pesach Sheni is the 14th, so it's Sunday night.
Okay, thank you.
And our 3 o'clock class, we will count the, that's also West Coast time, we will count the Omer as well as study Psalm 96. Does anybody have any questions?
Hello.
Yes, Hannah.
I'm going to try to be quick. When I studied the Yom Kippur ritual several years ago, the issue that I had was with the word al, ayin lamed, because there were so many definitions in English that it could have been on, up, toward, and it really got to be really an issue. I'm just going to make that statement. I'm not going to go any further, but I'm still digging into it because of claims that are really surfaced from time to time on the internet about the ark being found and under Golgotha, the mount in Jerusalem, and how that went down the crack. You know, on and on and on. I'm not going to go any further with it, but it's still something I'm digging into.
I understand. It's something that has interested you for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just ask you to look at the letters in the word Al, Ayin Lamed.
Wisdom teacher.
Or maybe just see the teacher. Or see the teachings. But if I'm correct that it's being translated as atonement, and it's connected to the et, which is grammatically the form that says this is not the subject of this verse, it's the direct object of this verse. But it also is Kabbalistically the et is all of the energy of the 22 letters, and it represents the Shekhinah, which we then have to define as I have, because the Shekhinah represents the Malchut, the female Sephirah that's unified or disunified with Zeranpin, the male portion. The Malchut is both the bride of Zeranpin, and also the sister of Zeranpin. So you have all of this confusion, which for those of you who are not really understanding the conversation I had, the hints that I have expressed,
has joined.
It's all related to this confusion. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Shavua Tov to everyone. Have a beautiful week. Remember, this is the week that translates as after death, which is the statement Achrei Mot, after death, holiness, Kedoshim. There's only one problem with that understanding. And it's something to contemplate this whole week. Holiness is available even while you're alive. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.